بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الخامس عن ابي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال لي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو ان تلقى اخاك بوجه طليق. In this chapter that there are many ways of doing good deeds and so many ways are open for us and that we should not harm ourselves, that we don't do those good deeds. We'll be ever so sorry in Akhirat when we'll see it was so easy to do any of so many good deeds and we did not avail ourselves. So we should take advantage of that, and our deen has offered, we should learn our deen, stay in the company of the righteous and the pious and learn all this, and then see how easy it is to practice on deen and how to benefit so greatly. We all have learned how to benefit from dunya. Even the kuffar benefit from dunya, even the animals. But a mu'min should learn how to benefit from deen. And then we will see that dunya's benefits are nothing, totally insignificant compared to the benefits of deen. But because we haven't exploited all the great benefits of deen, we think dunya is very big and we are dying for dunya, and dunya is everything for us. So much so that the haram of dunya has become so dear to us. We can't stay away from the haram of dunya also. So in this hadith, Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, do not regard as insignificant, don't regard as small any act of goodness, any act of righteousness or piousness. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Any act of righteousness and piety, do not regard it as something small. And then further, ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق. Even if it is just to meet your Muslim brother with a smiling face, with a nice face, a nice countenance, that is also a great ibadat. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali say that don't regard any good deed, any small good deed as small. It is enough to take you to Jannah. One deed, Allah just loved that one deed of yours and it can take you to Jannah. And Maulana says don't regard any guna, a small guna as small. That small guna is enough to take you to Jahannam. So we must be very careful when many times we think there is only makruh, there is only nafil, it's not so important, or it's just mustahab, especially with our namazes, nafil namazes, even those who are regard themselves or people regard them as pious, but nafil namaz is not in our lives because we don't regard it as important. We regard it as trivial, as nothing. And how many forget makruh, open harams we are involved in, and also just we regard it as a small thing. For example, photography has become so common, and it is so easy to take pictures on the phone now that for any and everything a person is taking a phone. Just he sees a cat, he takes a picture of a cat also. Anything, and all that is big haram. Worst punishment is mentioned in the hadith for such an act. And the same way to look at a picture. Today a photo will come on the phone, we'll share it with other people. We'll show it to one another. Look at this here. And all that is totally haram. And so much it is gone, we know right in Hajj Umrah, Haramain Sharifain, photos, selfies has become so common. And Qurbani time, we are making a great ibadat of sacrificing of the animal, and there also we are videoing the whole thing and we are taking pictures and we are sharing it also. So guna, we are not even regarding it as guna anymore. So many gunas we don't regard them, and how many good deeds we just don't regard them as anything. So we should not regard any good deed, no matter how small it might be, compared to other good deeds, but don't regard it as small. By the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there was no classification of faraz, wajib, nafal. They knew they have to do everything. It was just later that this classifications came in the Ummah, and now we say that this is nafil, so it's not important. I don't get guna if I don't do it. But the Sahaba regarded the nafil as important to do as they regarded the faras to do also. Allah Ta'ala give us this feel today like dunya. Like for example, if there isn't a char on the table, it's like a big guna. Char is not important. If there isn't chutney on the table, you have kari kichri and there is no papri, something, then it's a big problem. In our dunya matters, everything has become a big problem. But deen, we can overlook any and everything. This hadith teaches us that no good deed should be regarded as insignificant, as it may be the means of earning Allah's pleasure. We don't know on which deed, and we hear many time instances that people just did one good deed and Allah forgave them all the gunas of their lives. So we shouldn't regard any. We don't know which time Allah just becomes happy with us for doing that small. That it wasn't a faraz, but you did it. You went out of your way. Even if it is a small thing, just to help a little animal, a cat in difficulty, a dog in difficulty. You give it water, and that one muhaddith writing his hadith. And then while he was writing, the ink, that time, with the reed, the ink pen, and the ink, not like pens that we have today. Drop of ink was there and a fly started drinking. He stopped his work until the fly finished drink what it wanted to drink. On that Allah made his maghfirah. And for us to kill ants, etc., it's the order of the day, all these things. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to do all what we might think as small, but take it also that it's part of deen and I must do it. And so it also teaches us to smile, because people are attracted to a person who has a cheerful countenance. And this is a great thing of akhlaq also. And the place to smile also is the purse is in the house with the wife. Many of us, we pull up our faces at home. We hardly got a nice word to say. When we are outside with other women, etc., then we are joking and talking, whether it's at the workplace or anything else. And with our own wives, we hardly really smile or hardly share a joke or anything like that, whereas that is the first place it should be. With our own children, we should be happy and cheerful. It shouldn't be with our children that we are like monsters in the house. And the children are also frightened for us. And with other people, then we are laughing and smiling. Charity starts at home. And the first place to spend our money also is at home on the family, on right and not wasting and extravagant. And the same way, all good akhlaq also starts at home first. With the family, many of us, we treat our wives in a very bad way. Hardly ever we smile with them or anything. We're not cheerful with them. And with other people, at the workplace, etc., then we are all just smiling and laughing all the time. So it's very important that we should smile also. A smile removes ill feelings, make others feel comfortable, and creates love between people. And that is where it is supposed to be, when people are on deen. But if somebody is doing haram, doesn't mean you smile there, and you are like showing you are happy with that person. No, there it is. If it is doing haram, then that treatment should be given there. Yes, if he wants to make tawbah, then you embrace him. But as long as he's insisting on doing his guna, man ahabba lillah, wa man abghadha lillah, a person who loves for Allah's sake, a person who hates for Allah's sake, a person who gives for Allah's sake, a person who withholds for Allah's sake, that person's iman is complete. So where it's necessary, we must show our anger also, and our displeasure. And where if somebody is doing good, we should show our happiness. Unfortunately, there also, the tables have changed completely. If the young people, our children, if they are making namaz, reading Quran, we show displeasure. And if they're dressing like the kuffar, playing sports like the kuffar, and they get good marks in school, they scored a goal in soccer, then we are happy about that. So on the wrong things we show our happiness, and on the right things we show our displeasure. We don't show any happiness. Allah give us proper understanding. So our lives are short, and we are here to prepare for the akhirah. First and foremost, we must get our purpose of life, understand that. We are not here to live. We are not here to live it up. We are not here to enjoy. We are here to prepare our akhirat. And our akhirat will be made with iman, with amal. Those are the things that we must cherish. Dunya is very, very insignificant, very, very temporary. Akhirat is forever and ever. And value is in akhirat. Dunya has got no value whatsoever. Allah give us tawfiq, proper understanding, and that we also practice, and we work on our family members, our other associates also. Each one of us, we try and pass the message of deen to others as well. Wa akhiru da'wana. Thank you.